Thank you. Thank you, one and all, for respecting the bell. Welcome back. Final segment of Crunch Time for a Wednesday. That means it is time for the Crunch Exchange. I am going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. He's going to tell us if he is buying or selling the prospectus for said stories. There's also an option for pending. I'm Alex, by the way. The Major League Baseball Championship Series are getting heated, and according to reports, they're also getting cheated. Thank you very much. Details from Metro Boston, which claim a man tied to Astros owner Jim Crane with no media credentials was removed from an area next to the Red Sox dugout because he had a small camera pointed at the players and was texting frequently, which led many to speculate that he was stealing signs and reporting them to the team. But there's more. Cleveland filed a complaint with Major League Baseball because they also believed Houston was trying to film their dugout and warned Boston of that fact before this series. Oakland also reached out to Major League Baseball about Houston stealing signs this year as well. Reports claim a man would read the signs and pass it along to the dugout where they would relay them to hitters with claps or hand signals. Officially, Major League Baseball has no policy against sign stealing, but they do for using electronic devices, and that's just a fine. So the prospectus, Houston should get more of a punishment than just a fine for stealing signs during the playoffs.
What exactly are the details here? Because first of all,
yeah. So like I said,
the
guy with no credentials was sitting next to the dugout and with a camera and then texting, and so and then they removed him.
You can't do that.
Is not the first time they've caught him doing this.
Yeah, there's got to be a little bit more to that. I mean, you know, sitting in center field, like they said the Giants did to the Dodgers in 1951 is one thing. Taking pictures? I'm going to buy that. Something more's got to come.
The other controversy is what went down in Milwaukee between the Brewers and Dodgers. Manny Machado barely ran out of ground ball to first, and in doing so, clearly kicked Jesus Aguilar on purpose as he ran by. He, like, dragged the foot and then kicked it. There's really no debate. He kicked him on purpose. It nearly cleared the benches, sparked a fight I absolutely want to see between those guys, by the way. I would pay pay-per-view for that instead of stupid golf. So there's clearly a line in people's minds. Aguilar didn't get hurt, and a fight didn't happen, but it was dirty and could have injured him. So the prospectus, Dodgers got fined an undisclosed amount today, but Manny Machado should have been suspended.
Yeah, I don't think he should have been suspended. Being a jerk at this point, which he the store is starting to run out of him. So I'm going to sell it.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
So you're going to sell that?
Yeah.
Jeez. In news that is just too good to be true, the same week that Mike Krzyzewski claimed the things brought up in the NCAA's pay-for-play trial was just a blip on the radar and not a symptom of what happens around the country, a Kansas assistant was caught on a wiretap discussing a payment Duke made to the biggest blip on the recruiting radar in the last decade, Zion Williamson, who of course signed with Duke. The discussion included setting up his family with a house, lucrative jobs for the parents, and good old-fashioned cash. We presume he got all of that stuff. Okay, so here's the prospectus. Do you buy or sell that anyone in the country is clean?
You know what? I can't go down that overly jaded skeptic rabbit hole just yet. If it turns out it's true, it's not knock me over for a feather. So I'm going to buy that. Somebody's clean.
So you're selling.
So I'm selling. Yeah, gotcha. I'm selling. My God, help us all.
Speaking of selling, John Gruden's Raiders are awful at football, and it goes way beyond Khalil Mack. Derek Carr is awful. There are reports of them trying to trade Amari Cooper because he no longer loves playing football because they're awful, which has led him to playing poorly. Obviously, their defense sucks. 26th in the league in total defense, 28th in points per game. They don't force turnovers. They don't get sacks. They are bad. And Gruden said unsolicited this week that they're not tanking, which leads us to believe that they're absolutely tanking. There's a website, isgrudengoneyet.com, that counts down the minutes until Gruden's 10-year contract runs out. I'm not going that far, but the prospectus, if Gruden wins one game this year, he's fired after this season.
And they'll owe him $90 million. It'll be like a Nick contract. Yeah. They can't win just one game, and then they can't
they?
fire him. I know my theory is don't think it can't get worse.
Yo, it's the Bay Area teams fighting for that number one pick in the draft.
I gotta sell that. Just I gotta sell that.
You don't have to.
I'm trying to convince myself still.
CBS Sports college football experts made their predictions for the college football playoffs and the second chance teams with the best shot to make it. And of course, Oregon, one of those teams being considered because they have two top 25 wins in a row and a loss they really shouldn't have to what was a top 25 team at the time in Stanford. Right now, to a person, all of them have Clemson, Ohio State, and Alabama. Then it varies between Notre Dame, Oklahoma, UCF, Michigan, and one man, Barrett Salee, picks the Ducks as the fourth team. That would likely take some losses and would definitely take a perfect run the rest of the way for Oregon. But should Oregon do it, they would be 12-1 with top 25 wins over Washington, Cal, Washington State, and possibly Utah and ASU later down the road. So the prospectus: Oregon is 12-1. They should be in the Final Four.
Except if there's four unbeatens, like Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson,
UCF,
and Notre Dame.
UCF.
Or maybe UCF. So if the question is, does Oregon win out and get in? No, sell that.
Man, you're a hater.
It's more of a pending, but it's a ridiculous statement.
A player near and dear to you is Lawrence Taylor, and Bill Belichick, whom he coached when he was with the Giants as their defensive coordinator in the 80s. Belichick was asked about if Khalil Mack ranks with Taylor because he's the first guy to ever be, you know, first team all pro at two positions, has single-handedly turned the Bears defense into a really good unit. Belichick was offended when asked about it. Here's the quote. "Wait a minute, we're talking about Lawrence Taylor. I'm not putting anybody in Lawrence Taylor's class. Put everybody down below that. With a lot of respect to a lot of good players, we're talking about Lawrence Taylor." So their prospectus, actually I didn't do that right, so I should have.
We're
talking about Lawrence Taylor.
We're on to Seattle.
Yeah, we're on to Seattle. The prospectus: do you agree with Bill that LT is the best defender ever?
Woof. First of all, it's way too early to put Khalil Mack in there.
Sure.
Second, Lawrence Taylor changed the game. It was like, well, he's not even on the... Why is he there? Why is Jaworski calling timeout because he doesn't know where he is? So as of right now, first of all, Mack's got to commit a lot more dastardly deeds. He's got a lot of coke to snort.
Yes.
He's got underage women to pick up as hookers before he's truly in LT's class.
Hookers and cocaine, then we can have this discussion.
But as a football player, yeah, I'll go LT's the best defensive player ever. I'll buy that.
Ducks Cougs, all eyes on the Ducks for the third time in their last four games. This is their fourth straight matchup against the top 25 team, and we like to say Oregon had a terrible non-con schedule. Wazoo has had a terrible schedule, period. Their only good team they played was USC, which they lost by 3, but stuff gets real for them in Pullman on Saturday. But the Ducks now without Penei Sewell for the rest of conference play with a high ankle injury. Gardner Minshew has been great for the Cougs, 19 touchdowns, 4 picks, already closing in on 3,000 yards for the season. They have 5 wideouts with over 20 catches. They have 6 wideouts with more than 200 yards receiving. Oregon opens as a 3-point favorite. The prospectus: Oregon keeps rolling and beats the Cougs this Saturday.
You make me predict.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing that regularly.
We actually changed the opening to the pregame
You were right last week.
Predictions, and yeah, that's because only a jerk would sit here and predict that they're gonna lose this game or last week's game when it's that close. So, hey, one in a row, why the hell not? Sure, I thoroughly believe and predict Oregon's going to beat Washington State. Buy it.
That is fantastic.